Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey! It's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, thethirdingredient.com with a number 3. It's just you and me continuing one more segment I want to talk about. I want to talk about something that ultimately, before I'm through, might be a little controversial. You might even vehemently disagree with me, but I want to get it out anyway. I want you to think about, imagine this. Imagine there was no part of your world right now was political. Take all the politics out of what's about your world. How much less anxiety would you have in your life if you'd had no politics in your world right now? And it was all about the economy. How happy would you be? My polling shows most of us would be ecstatic because of the current condition of the economy. How long has it been since we've had an economy where there was as many exciting things happening? We've got positive GDP. We've got record unemployment. We got record employment. Fewer people are unemployed. More people are employed than in two generations, three generations. We've got interest rates that are ridiculously low. If you want to borrow money right now, if you need to borrow money for your business, you can make profit on the money, even if you have to borrow money to make that money. You can make a profit. The interest rates are, prime rate is 5% right now. You have to borrow money at prime plus 1 or 2 probably. You can still make money on that number if you have to. The biggest challenge most of us have is finding enough people to grow our businesses. How about that? Well, think about that. One of the headwinds of our economy is we can't find enough people. That means people are working. Incomes are rising. Minorities, women-owned businesses, women in the workplace. So many, a rising ship floats all boats. We're watching that happen in front of our very eyes right now. Take all the politics out of your life. Think about how much anxiety would not be in your life right now. If all you had to deal with, if all you had to think about was the current state of your business, it'd be pretty exciting. Wouldn't we all be walking around with giant grins that would actually hurt the muscles on the side of our face? We'd be grinning so hard, it'd hurt our face, wouldn't we? This is what we have to do, folks. We have to differentiate between what is going on in our world. As when we think about the future, when we think about where we're going, if we imagine the inevitable correction, the inevitable recession one of these days, whenever that would happen, tomorrow or 10 years from now, as we think about that, we have to look around and say, wait a minute, I don't see any of that right now. There's nothing around me that even comes close to looking like that. That's our reality. That's the real rubber meets the road marketplace that we're experiencing right now. It is real. It's happening to us. You and I are making it happen, and we ought to be ecstatic. We ought to be over the top, happy, excited, joyful. We ought to be just, these are the great times that we should be looking back on at how wonderful these were. And yet we do have the politics, right? Now, I want to stipulate for a moment that President Trump is not a perfect president. I want to stipulate that there's some things that he does that cause me to go, I'm going to stipulate that I wish he would tweet less. But I also have to stipulate that he is the duly elected president. And whether you like his policies or not, I didn't like President Obama's policies, but I never questioned his validity as a president. Nobody in Congress talked about impeaching him. And you can say, well, what about what Mr. Trump has done? Should we impeach him for that? Well, okay, But does that rise to impeachment levels? And let's remember, and this is why the impeachment argument, in my opinion, has no validity. The Wednesday after the 2016 election in November, the morning after the election, people were talking about impeaching him. He hadn't even taken the oath. He was months away from being inaugurated, and they immediately said, we'll impeach him. If you have been talking about impeachment of a president since the day after the election, then if you ultimately find something that you want to impeach him for, doesn't that dilute that? And so what my point is this, folks, people who are weaponizing politics, I don't care if this time it's for Democrats and next time it's Republicans. People who weaponize politics for their own purpose and for the only purpose of gaining control, they're robbing you and me right now. They are robbing you and me of the happiness we could have right now about what's going on around us in real time. A real, solid, fundamentally sound economy. A $20 trillion economy, even only at 2% growth, is still producing record employment. And I know your business, most of your businesses are doing better than they've done in a long time. Let's don't let those people rob us of this happy time right now. I'm proud of you, small business owners, for what you're doing. Don't let anyone take that away from you, from us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.